The Coming of Dragons by A.J. Lake, read by Carolyn Bonnyman. This is the book of how torment came. The times were broken like a smashed lamp. Tribe fighting tribe. Pirates holding the North Sea to ransom, wave by wave. A new god usurping older lore. And in this brokenness, wicked seeds were sown. An ancient evil power gathered to the whisper of dark charms. And that is how torment came. He began with a book of spells misused. He broke free from his frozen prison in the far north, in the snowlands. A glacier cracked in a burst of icy shards as his vast and scaly form roared free. Then storm and tempest filled his wings, and due south he streaked, his tongue on fire, in answer to the dark whispered call. And as his shadow fell across the realms of Pict and Celt and Saxon, and as his huge shadow fell on the farmsteads and on the hamlets, and on the king's halls and the slaves' huts, so men and women and children, rich men and poor, shivered in their sleep and murmured, "Beware, beware, beware. Torment is abroad once more." Chapter 1. Black, then blinding white, white like split bone. Then the wind hit. There was a sound of crashing timber like 10,000 falling trees, and the trading ship's spearwar stood end up in the waves. But it was the lightning that had done the damage. The mast was riven from top to bottom, and the sail bent towards the deck like a furled swan's wing, pale in the darkness. One of the spar's long arms sliced past Edmund's ear, missing by a hair's breadth.